coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Sunday Cantata with Pastor Tapani Simayoki.
Hello, and welcome to Sunday Cantata with me, Tapani Simayoki. Thanks for tuning in. If you want to find out what else I get up to during the week, do visit the website of the church I serve, Our Saviour Lutheran Church in Fareham, Hampshire, on England's south coast. The address is oslc.org.uk. Before delving into today's cantata, I thought I ought to say a few words about the recordings used in Sunday Cantata and the musicians performing on them. All the performances you hear are by the choir and orchestra of Bach Collegium Japan, directed by Masaki Suzuki. Masaki Suzuki belongs to a very small minority community. He is a Japanese Christian. Born and brought up in a Christian family, Suzuki grew up in a small reformed church body in Japan. One consequence of that was that he learned to play the organ, a skill which eventually took him to Europe to study, amongst others with one of the world's leading Bach specialists, the Dutch organist, harpsichord player and conductor Ton Koopman. Having returned to Japan, Suzuki founded the Bach Collegium in 1990 in order to introduce to Japanese audiences period instrument performances of the treasures of European Baroque music. Since 1995, Bach Collegium Japan have been recording the complete church cantatas of Bach for the Swedish BIS label. Subsequently, these recordings have brought Masaki Suzuki and his musicians international acclaim as leading exponents of Bach's sacred music, as well as a number of prestigious awards. I will continue the story of Bach Collegium Japan next week by looking at the surprising spiritual impact of this seemingly niche musical project in Japan. For now, however, it's time to turn to the cantata on today's menu. Today is the second Sunday after Epiphany, for which Bach wrote three works. The gospel text for this Sunday is from the beginning of chapter 2 of John's Gospel, the wedding at Cana, where Jesus turns water into wine. Plenty of scope there for poet and musician alike to let their creative juices run to great effect. It's therefore rather surprising that only one of these three cantatas deals with the wedding at Cana. More surprising still is the somber tone of all three cantatas, which seem almost entirely devoid of any hint of wedding joy. The theme, rather, in all three is the anguished sinner's need for Jesus. We will hear today the third of these three cantatas, BWV 13, Meine Seufzer, meine Tränen, My Sighs, My Tears, which Bach composed in 1726 in Leipzig to a text by Georg Christian Lehms. In the words of Alec Robertson, the late BBC music journalist who wrote a listener's guide to all the cantatas, and who clearly wasn't very impressed by the downcast focus of these three cantatas, BWV 13 is the gloomiest of them all. But what might seem self-indulgent wallowing to a modern commentator is, in fact, a typical and proper part of Christian spirituality. After all, a good third of all the biblical psalms are psalms of lament. It seems that the point of departure for the cantata is not the miracle, but the moment before Jesus' action. The host has run out of wine, the joy of the wedding is about to turn to shame and disgrace, and Jesus' response to Mary's plea for help is a seemingly curt, "Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." Christians still find themselves in the painful place between their need and Jesus' answer to that need. Indeed, the whole Christian life is life under the cross, living life in the valley of the shadow of death, still awaiting the fulfillment of God's promises in Jesus Christ. Indeed, the epistle reading for today from Romans 12 includes this exhortation: "Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer." And so this cantata takes us on a journey of prayer, from grief to hopeful confidence in the coming deliverance. Like so many composers before and after him, Bach excelled at turning melancholy words into the most sublime, beautiful music. I remember writing an essay in a music exam at school, discussing the proposition that Mozart's music was never so rich harmonically than when he wrote in a minor key. I agreed then, and still agree, with that proposition, and would gladly apply the same claim to Bach. The The cantata opens with an aria for tenor soloist, accompanied by a pair of flutes and an oboe da caccia. Both flutes and the dark-toned oboe da caccia are classically associated with grief, of which the libretto is full. My sighs, my tears cannot be counted. If sorrow is found every day and lamentation never disappears, ah, then this pain must already be leading us on the way to death. There is no wallowing self-pity in the music, but instead a noble and lyrical lament, accentuated by the broken, interrupted phrases. The alto picks up the theme in a brief recitative. My dearest God still leaves me to cry in vain, and for me in my weeping still no comfort appears. The hour may indeed be seen far away in the distance, but I must still implore in vain. Note the very end of this recitative, where Bach extends the first syllable of the last word, implore, into a poignant chromatic lament. The attention turns now from the sinner's need to God's promise, in a setting for the alto of the second verse of Johann Hermann's hymn, Zion klagt mit Angst und Schmerzen, Zion mourns with anxiety and pain. The God who has promised me his support at all times now lets himself be sought in vain in my sadness. Ah, will he then forever cruelly be angry with me? On those who are poor, can he and will he not feel compassion now as before? At this point, the tide is beginning to turn. The promised help is not yet here, and God's anger is still being felt. But as in the Psalms of Lament, the complaint is based on the fact of God's promise. Hence the seeming conflict between the gloom of the words and the confidence of not only the chorale melody, but also the positive orchestral accompaniment. Now it's the soprano soloist's turn to take up the lament. My sorrow increases and robs me of all peace. My cup of misery is completely filled with tears, and this distress which makes me numb will not be soothed. The night of care and sorrow presses and weighs down on my heart, and so I sing only songs of sorrow. But now, my soul, be consoled in your pain. God can turn the taste of wormwood very easily into the wine of joy, and grant you then many thousand joys. The end of this recitative gives us the only direct reference to the wedding at Cana and its wine of joy. As at that wedding, also in the Christian's dark night of the soul, Jesus is able to transform our bitter gloom into joy through his wine of gladness. The bass aria then finally yanks the gaze away from one's navel. Groaning and pitiful weeping are no help to the sickness of care. But whoever looks towards heaven and strives to find comfort there, for that person easily can a light of joy appear in his grieving breast. Our lamenting, though unavoidable, is neither the answer nor the end of the matter. The answer is found in the comfort God brings, not necessarily by removing our sorrows, but by bringing his joy into the midst of our sorrows. So also Bach sets these confident words to music that still has a strong flavor of suffering in it. The cantata concludes with the 15th verse, that's right, 15th, of Paul Fleming's hymn, In Allem Meinem Taten, In All My Doings, set for the choir and full orchestra. Bach's setting shows again his ear for musical color. The mournful oboe da caccia is replaced here by the brighter ordinary oboe, which better expresses the confidence of the words. Then be now, my soul, true to yourself and trust alone in him who has created you. No matter what may happen, your Father on high knows what to counsel in all circumstances. Here then is cantata number 13 by Johann Sebastian Bach, performed by the choir and orchestra of Bach Collegium Japan, directed by Masaaki Suzuki. The soloists are Rachel Nichols, soprano, Robin Blaze, countertenor, Geert Türk, tenor, and Peter Coe, bass. The recording is from volume 42 of the complete set of Bach's cantatas, released under the BIS label and made available to Lutheran Radio UK by eClassical.com.
Krankheit nicht, hilft der Sorge. mir Sorgen, Krankheit nicht.
I do hope that you have enjoyed today's program and that you will join me next week for another episode of Sunday Cantata. It would be great to hear from you. Please write to us at info@lutheranradio.co.uk with your comments and feedback. If you have missed any past episodes or would like to listen again, visit our website at lutheranradio.co.uk, where you can also listen to the rest of our wide range of programs. And don't forget to tell your friends about Lutheran Radio UK by using the Tell a Friend feature on our website, liking us on Facebook and following us on Twitter. Thanks for tuning in to Sunday Cantata. I am Tapani Simoyoki, pastor of Our Saviour Lutheran Church in Fareham, and you are listening to Lutheran Radio UK.